The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by Balance of Nature, whole fruits and veggies in all-natural capsules. Visit BalanceofNature.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has reacted to the crackdown in Egypt.
We are canceling our joint military exercise.
But that's it. He's still not calling it a coup, and he's still not cutting off U.S. aid, and there's a reason for that, which goes back, believe it or not, to the 1950s. More after this from Charlie. In Cairo, CBS's Edward Uranian says what's happening in Egypt is not as clear-cut as you might think. First, those thousands of demonstrators didn't just spontaneously appear. A lot of them were bussed in.
Many of them bussed in, many of them paid, many of them given free meals because that's a great incentive in a country like Egypt.
And while most of them were peaceful and unarmed, some were neither.
You have allies of the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamist militias. They've gotten guns from Libya. They've gotten guns when the police stations were overrun, when former President Mubarak was toppled. And you could see that from some of the video that was taken from helicopters of armed people on the ground who were firing. Now, what they were firing at is unclear, but I assume they were firing at the police.
So deciding who the good guys are isn't that simple. And as for aid, our $1.3 billion is a fraction of the $12 billion coming from other Arab nations, with more on the way from Russia. So it wouldn't faze the Egyptian authorities, it would just alienate them. And thus history, says Uranian, would repeat itself.
Back in the 1950s, John Foster Dulles refused to pay for the Aswan Dam.
John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State. The Aswan Dam was a huge power project.
We lost Egypt as an ally until the 70s.
Because in 1958, the Russians stepped in and paid for the dam. So cutting off aid now?
That would be the same kind of mistake, and we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.